Welcome.
I hate all of them.
Welcome, guys, to Hello Dysfunction, episode 264.
Oh, yeah.
It's always a guessing game with Potafria.
Fuck.
It's a stressful week.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on in the... I don't know what's going on in the universe or in the retrogrades or whatever right now, but everyone is fucking going through it.
I have the urge to pick this chair up and throw it across the room. And I never feel
and
violent.
And kick this over.
Smash it.
Yeah.
I just feel violent. So stressed.
It's always something. Yesterday, I woke up and I had a migraine so bad for no... I've been eating so good lately.
Good.
I've been like drinking water, doing good, right? I woke up with a migraine yesterday so bad I could barely open my eyes.
That's not a reward for being a good girl.
No, it's not. I could not even check my phone. I could barely fucking open my eyes.
It
made me throw up. My body started purging everything out of it. And I was like, is this death? Because I know when you die, that happens. I'm like, am I on the brink of death?
Maybe.
I took Excedrin and Motrin and laid down and then... the headache got worse. And you know how at one point you could feel the headache is like you need to throw up?
Yep.
That happened. So I'm in my bathroom puking and sweating and ready to cry, laid back down. I felt so bad, so disgusting for like hours.
Those are the worst. The migraines that make you vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you've never had
the rudest awakening.
The universe, because they're horrible.
I don't know if it like maybe felt like a hangover headache
and it feels like,
or like
boom,
it was
boom.
In the front of my face and it just was so bad, and I had to like try to force myself to fall back asleep to make it go away, and then you know it took some hours and then it finally did, but then I got like a wave of nauseousness again later in the afternoon. But the headache, thank God it didn't come
back. God.
But I was just like, what is happening?
I'll take the nausea without the headache.
Mm-hmm.
Cause fuck. Oh man. They're both bad, but
it's just been too much. Like my sister, you had
level.
Your own shit. My sister is going through weird shit. She has a brand new car. Like she bought her car maybe 3 years ago with 0 miles, a new car.
Oh, like off the lot.
Off the lot, 0 miles.
Oh no.
The transmission just went out.
What?
And the dealer's like, oh, it's not covered by warranty and it's gonna cost like $8,000 to fix. Excuse me? Mind you, they just fixed some turbo.
We're
shit.
Suing. Isn't there a women law or something?
Something. She has a lawyer. So I'm like, maybe I'm going to tell her, maybe holla at them and see.
A transmission? That's
a major thing. But
3 years.
Mind you, they had just fixed some weird turbo accelerant issue a few months ago. So they had it and they gave her a loaner. Would you not have noticed there was a transmission issue going on when you just had it less than a year ago? Or do transmissions just suddenly wake up and they're like, I have a migraine. I'm not going to work
maybe.
Anymore. I don't know, but I've never heard of that happening with a new fucking car without any warning. So I was like, you need to tell them. They need to help you trade out of it and give you something else. You don't even want that car back. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Because if they
on?
Won't help her, but
no.
We will for sure tell all their business on here.
Yeah. So that's stressful. That came out of nowhere. Like, just everybody close to me, I feel like, is having weird... expensive bad news.
Yes. Yes.
My son and his shit, me having to cover his bills. I made a joke that I might start a GoFundMe. Bitch, I might. Like,
no, for real.
I woke up today and I had a text message for a draft for my insurance payment that's coming out and it was like double. So I'm like, no, this is a mistake. So I log into the fucking app and it's like, it shows you the upcoming one and then it shows you future months. Mm-hmm. No, it's like, double. It's like $152 more than I already pay.
Oh no.
So I was like, what the fuck? So I call them and they basically tell me your car insurance is going up because it's renewing. It renews every 6 months because Geico does not offer a full year policy.
Of course they don't.
And this happens. Oh, this happens. This happens with car insurance.
The doubles?
It fluctuates. So I'm like, what? I used to work for State Farm. Like, I've had insurance. Like, I've never heard of this. Well, you know, there's been a lot of changes with California. And basically, they hate California because we'd be costing them so much money. Fires, floods, fucking whatever. So we're being penalized. But in my brain, you know, insurance is on some just in case shit. This ain't even, I may never use it. I may never need it. This feels like a robbery. One, y'all never notified me of an upcoming increase. You're just going to take it next week? Like, excuse me? I find out from the fucking, my regular payment notification.
That's fucking
crazy. I feel very claustrophobic. And I'm like, I do have a speeding ticket, that one from Fresno that I was paying off, but I paid it off. And so I just became eligible for traffic school this month. So they have to send me the information now. And then, I mean, isn't that the whole point of traffic school, that will remove the points from that ticket? So I'm asking her about that. And she's like, yeah, that might help a little bit once it reaches our overriding department. But the California increase is still going to remain.
I'm terrified. What? I just renewed mine like a month ago. I'm fucking terrified.
So I'm going to go to like fucking Insurance RS.
Bristol West.
Or something. Like the most fucking, I don't know.
Bristol West is who I had when I was like late teens, early
20s. Yeah. Is it They're the like only company that would accept
me? It was
you?
The only company that would accept me. My insurance was ridiculous, but they covered me. I mean, at that point, I think I had like 4 points. My license has been suspended.
Well, I can't do this. I'm not doing this. This is like almost $400 a month. Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, that's a car payment for some people.
It's a car payment.
That's like, I'm not doing that. So I'm going to have to, I even had them run another address. Like, I may have to move. Like, check this address for me. And they were like, no, it didn't change at all. Oh, okay. Thanks.
And
good morning.
Because you don't use your car for business. You don't drive hella miles.
No. And what's crazy is if I did have a business, register it to the business, we could write off everything to do with the cars. Like, there are loopholes and ways to do that. So like, but who, I don't know. I don't want to do all that, but you could write off the whole payment, everything. I don't know. I don't like being a grown up. I don't like this kind of shit. I don't like waking up to this kind of shit.
No.
It's constantly something. So I'm for sure going to have to like start working again, because with me needing a bigger place, me having to take over my son's bills right now, me waking up to double car insurance for the foreseeable future.
It makes me want to go launch off the Carquinez Bridge.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kiss everyone goodbye and just jump.
Oh my God, I saw a reel earlier and it's this person walking all funny and they're like, me heading outside, hearing that the heat is causing people to have a little strokey stroke.
Me dancing out the front door. Mm-hmm. No, for real, because I can't do this. The stresses of being a grown up when you didn't even ask to be here. It's just like,
just insane.
It's crazy. And then it's like, maybe this would be easier if I had a spouse, but I don't want a spouse. So I'd rather hoe. And fucking, you know what I mean? Figure it out on my own. I don't know.
It's fucking, you're not the only one. I have a couple friends who just had unexpected shit come up. Like thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like going through it right now.
It's a reminder why I don't want to buy a house though. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely.
It's a reminder because these little twos and threes that I'm getting hit with right now, when you own a home, which I did once upon a time, those surprises are different. When it's like plumbing shit or electrical shit or fucking a roof or your property taxes that fluctuate.
My friend that's owned a house for 4 years, just they found water leaking down the wall from the AC unit. And the AC unit went out. They live in the area where it's super fucking hot.
Great.
So it's like 107 degrees.
And depending how long it's been like that, there could be water damage. You got to tear out.
There is.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep.
All that remedial shit.
Stressing.
No, I can't do it.
Stressing balls.
Yeah. I don't even want to rent a house because of shit like that. And then it's like you contact your landlord and you get penalized for
it. Then they
it.
Raise your rent.
Yes. I want to live in a nice apartment building with a maintenance person that I can just call and have them handle it.
Yeah, we're lucky Mark's like Tim the Tool Man and can fix a bunch of stuff. But it's just so hard. Because we never want to call the landlord. Like when there's big stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Take them. But we're just really lucky that Mark can fix it.
Because thank God.
If not, the rent would probably be $1,000 more a month. It would be $5,000
by now. Yeah.
Dude.
If you had to call them every time.
The AC just went out. Thank God he was able to put in a new thermostat and like did some shit.
There's microwave shit. Like, yeah, it's always something. That's what I'm saying. I don't want those kind of big girl responsibilities. I'm not
cut out for that. That alone is so hard.
Yeah, I'm not cut out for any of that kind of maintenance. I can barely make it through the day. Just surviving, existing. I don't want to be responsible for other shit.
I already have car issues I have to deal with.
Yes. You have hydraulics on an SUV. Like, it's
you've seen how long it's taken me to get that shit fixed.
Where were we going the other day?
My house would have holes in it.
And I was behind you, and I was like, look at her shit just rocking. Just bouncing like she lowered it.
Low rider.
It looks like you lowered it, and it's just bouncing as you go slow, like you think you're cool. Like, you need Dayton's on your fucking SUV now.
Yep.
It looks crazy.
It looks insane, but I've been so preoccupied with, you know.
Life.
Mm-hmm. And, planning Naya's cotillion, which is tomorrow.
Can we talk about that? Because what the fuck is... You're dropping bombs on me. I won't even go.
Fuck you. And so, in my brain, I can only do one major thing at a time. And this one is so all-consuming. And you have to, like, prioritize and, like, multitask and organize. And, you know, the prioritizing and the organizing are not strong suits with me.
Oh, no, they're not.
And fuck you.
Whereas I can kind of like help in that department, but when I have bad things happening too,
you're like, I can't help any.
I can't extend myself any further. So it's like, who's going to help me? Like, I don't. Mm-mm.
Right. So it's really fucked.
It's hard.
It is hard. You want to talk about the cotillion first, or do you? I'll talk about Carolyn shopping next.
I want to talk about the cotillion first, because before we hit record, you just dropped a bomb.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Filipino by association. I have been most of my life, but somehow I've never attended a cotillion. So I didn't know. I thought it was just a fucking party. We go good food. That happens. That's what I thought it was. I've never been to one. I did not know this was a ceremony. I did not know there was speaking involved. I did not know that pressure was extended to me.
So for those that don't know, in a cotillion, you have something called 18 roses, 18 candles. The 18 candles are the 18 influential women in your life. Candles. I mean, roses are typically men. Naya's not doing the male side. She's only doing the women's side. She is doing something regarding 22 shots.
And who the fuck is the 18 women? Are there even 18 women
that we know? Her friends are included.
They're friends?
So there's friends.
Oh, okay.
Aunties. And everybody comes to the front. You form a line and you each come to the front and you say a little something.
Like a eulogy.
It's not a living eulogy. I mean, I guess.
I need to understand better. Is this like to stroke her ego? Like each person walks up and says how great she is? Or like...
Or a little
which
something.
Which I respect, which I like.
A little bit. And it's a little bit about... you say a little bit, I guess, maybe regarding... what did I say for my niece?
You just mentioned writing a speech. And I was like,
No, I have to write the speech. You don't.
This is
yours
craziness.
Is like 5 sentences. If that.
What's the topic?
You and Naya's relationship.
Okay.
You fucking
Being for
in the hospital
future.
When she was born, fucking.
I don't even remember that. Like what do I fucking talk about? Like her hopes for the future.
Yeah,
how much I love
her. Doing. Yeah, those things.
I'm going to have to go on YouTube and watch example videos.
Good idea.
So I know what type of shit supposed to talk about. I need a template. I need a format or something so that
you're plagiarizing.
I go off topic. I start talking about fucking, I don't know. Oh, God.
You know what she did say she wanted to say?
What?
Please tell us.
Naya, you're a beautiful young woman. If you ever want to get into sex work and be self-sufficient and not depend on no man, if things don't work out with Juju, Auntie Maria will tell you how to do it safely and efficiently and to maximize your profits.
I said, bitch, and you
fucking
can't say that.
I can come to you at, you can come to me at any time and I will tell you how you can take care of yourself.
I said, no, you can't say that. I love
it, but
you can't.
I was just thinking of areas of expertise that I could share with her, like, or if you ever want to start a podcast, like, what the fuck am I good for? I don't know. I'll beat people up for you forever. Like, what am I
perfect
supposed, you know,
perfect.
Oh,
say that one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so yeah, no, it's, there's like a, there's a father-daughter dance, there's a mother-daughter dance, there's fucking
there's performances,
like, yeah. It's like a talent show. We're going to be doing the Running Man.
Who's performing? Why didn't I know any of this is involved?
It's me. I just get up there and do karaoke the whole fucking night. You guys are getting a surprise of your life. It's not
even
her birthday.
Be mad
it's
at
for
that.
Me.
Who? There's like choreography? There's like dance performances?
No, there's not well, normally there is. When, yeah. Because it's kind of like a quince where
yeah.
You have your friends and then you have the guys and you all do the fucking waltz and all the shit you do. Well, she's not doing those.
Okay.
So just, I think, the dad daughter, the mom daughter.
And then are her friends wearing dresses and shit too and dressing up, or it's just her?
Just her. Okay. You know, Naya. She was like, it's about me.
Yeah.
Nobody else is getting shine.
We all crown her. We all get in a line and we get on our knees and we tell her how pretty she is.
Yeah. She sits at her own table
at
in front.
At a throne. Yeah. At a throne, and we all come up and praise her,
and there's pink lighting on her
for a pink spotlight for 12 minutes. We tell her how beautiful she is, and we each get our 12 minutes.
She's like, this is the best.
Yeah,
do it again.
That's what we're doing. We offer her money and gifts and candies and fruits. We present them to her like the queen
she was.
She
trying
is
to buy, when we were at Michael's getting fake flowers, that child was really trying to convince me to buy a fucking palm leaf. Like, for fanning?
To fan her?
She
to goes, have men fan her?
She wanted Juju to do it. I said, don't. I'm not doing that. She said, I'm going to have Julian buy it. I said, no, I'm telling him
if
not
Julian
to buy that.
If Julian is standing next to her with no shirt on.
I said, don't you do him like that.
And a huge fucking palm leaf like this the whole time with a straight face and he's not allowed to talk.
I'll kill her. I will not allow that. You do not.
He got it. It's in his car right
now.
Because
you know he's so nice to her, he would do it.
He'll do it.
Yeah, I'm
and
like,
she'll for
no.
sure have no problem asking him. Like, she already wrote some insane ass note in the fucking invitations to everyone. Was like, do not wear pink or you will be asked to leave. I took a picture and
said,
it to her.
Naya, you cannot
you didn't
do
even
that.
Know. I said, do you know that
no,
she wrote this?
No, I didn't.
In all the invitations that already went out.
I have no idea. I'm like, oh my God, Naya.
It's so bossy.
She's so
like,
bossy.
What the fuck is this? Do you know? Are you aware that this note is included in all the invitations?
She's threatening people's lives if they wear pink.
Or you will be escorted out of the fucking building.
Did you have to include that part?
It's handwritten like a psycho. I saw it and I was like, she's unhinged, like, for sure. So typical, though. So expected.
A lot of her things that she does remind me of you, dude.
Yeah.
A lot.
She's the queen.
A lot.
She's
remind me
Kim
of
Jong-un Jr., which I respect. I do respect it.
She's insane.
So I want to play along, but like, I just, the public speaking part is where I'm not comfortable.
You're
I'm
like,
gonna,
can you read it for
I'm gonna
me?
Get fucking weird. I'm gonna, you know. I don't know. That shit has me anxious.
Jesus. You start just belting dinosaur noises out.
I just fucking start cussing or something. I don't know. I'm worried about it.
I just got to put mine together. What?
Yesterday,
like
I fell.
Carolyn?
Yes. Bitch, I was walking because
were you by yourself?
No, I was with the girls.
Did they laugh?
And, yeah, Peas and Bunny. Good. We're walking out. We go up the stairs. We're walking out to the car and there's like a step. And, you know, I do the step every day. I don't know what happened. I had these shoes on, which are kind of tall so you can tip over easily. I like fell and rolled my ankle and it doesn't help that I scream when I fall.
No.
So there's no playing it off because I scream. So like Bunny is ahead of us. I'm holding P's hand. I'm walking. I think I like misjudged where the step was. So I stepped, and instead of stepping on the pavement, I stepped on like the sprinkler on the dirt next to the pavement somehow, my left foot, which then went sideways and hurt the side of my foot hella bad. So my ankle was completely like
this. Did you fall to the ground?
I fell on my butt. I fell all the way down, and my butt hit the step, and I screamed the whole way. Pease was like, what are you doing? Are you okay?
You're an embarrassment.
I'm like, I'm okay. Bunny's like, oh, wow. Oh, what are you doing? Wow. How did you do that? She turns around and is like embarrassed. Like, what the fuck is wrong with
you? She left you?
Pease tells me, this is the craziest prank ever. Like, yeah. She goes, you're okay. It's okay. That was the craziest prank ever. What are you doing? Like, what the fuck? I said, is this what's happening now? Like,
oh my God. And
I'm dying laughing, but I'm like, I could have really hurt myself.
No,
like,
for real.
If I would have like really like rolled my ankle, it probably would have broke.
Bro.
Like,
soft like, ankles.
Like, this is all we need is for me to be injured too. And Stinkers can't walk. And like, what?
Dude.
So yeah, I fucking fell.
Great. I'm lucky don't I didn't start pee. This shit.
I'm lucky I did not pee.
And the fact you scream, yeah. I know.
I scream, literally.
I know exactly the scream. Screamed.
There was a man walking his dog not far. I know he turned around. Like, oh my God. I was just like, why did I do that? I just fell. I was having a rough day.
The craziest prank ever.
This is the craziest prank ever. Yeah, it was, Peace. It was. Oh my God. I wish the universe would stop pranking me.
No, for real.
Fuck.
I hope somebody has that footage on their fucking camera somewhere. Oh my God.
Ring camera of me just coming down.
Oh God, it would be great.
My body just collapsing. Why?
Giving out. Your ankles just giving out.
Why? For what reason?
They're sick of the fucking life too. Shit. Speaking of fucking craziest pranks ever, bitch. I have to take Carolyn the day before yesterday to go
get an outfit.
To get an outfit for this thing. Because I'm like, you're not showing up.
I had good ideas for her, but we'll save that.
You're not showing up with your hair in a big matted ball.
No, she be flat ironed. Her shit be silked lately.
It wasn't when I picked her up.
Well, I give her some credit because the last
it was in a matted ball.
Last couple birthdays or something, her shit was pressed. And I was like, okay, flat iron. You look good today.
That's just her natural hair when she washes it.
Oh, well, it was brushed and silked that day. It looked nice.
Yes. So I have to take her because she likes to wear sports bras. I'm like, you can't wear a sports bra. You're wearing a regular bra.
Does she have a regular bra?
No, we got her one.
What size is she?
I don't know. Something B. 40B.
Really?
Something like that. So we get to Target. We find like three dresses for her to try on.
That's good.
You know, each one takes 20 minutes. Okay. We're going through it. I noticed she hasn't showered. And so I got mad and she's sweating on top of it. So when you sweat and you haven't showered and you smell, mm-hmm. it like exacerbates.
Permeates.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like.
My attitude would have immediately changed at that point.
I just whispered in her ear, why the fuck? Haven't you taken a shower?
And then she lies.
Yeah, I took one yesterday. I forgot today. You didn't. You've been in the recliner for 27 days straight.
I've been watching
you. We watch you for fun.
You don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't say.
Thank you for turning the camera back, by the way.
You're welcome. And I can't say, bitch, we watch you. We all, with six of us, watch you.
So we know you're lying.
So,
oh, my God.
I'm like, dude, you do nothing all day.
Mm-hmm. There's no reason excuse. You can't get in the shower.
You're being lazy. You're mm-hmm. not cleaning your house.
And it's hot lately. Get the fuck in the shower.
So I had a long talk with her. I was very nice. I said, I'm not trying to be your boss. I'm not trying to be a bitch. But dude, you got like a month to keep that place clean and to be showered. Or we have to rethink alternatives. Because if a social worker showed up and your home ain't clean and you're not showering, not only are you getting placed somewhere, but I'm your fucking
caregiver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to jail, bitch.
Yeah.
So let's get it together. Mm-hmm. Do I have to come over and fucking watch you get in the shower? Because I will.
Yeah.
So we find her a dress. It's cute. It's black and white polka dots. And I'm like, okay, well, you can't wear those beat up Skechers that are leaning over that you have on.
Why not? Wait, pause real quick. When I got a dress the other day, we went shopping, we got dresses. Okay, we lucked up. Me, Bunny, and her got a dress all at the same time. Mark comes and they're like, oh, her dress looks so good. Talking about me. And I told you already, I feel like a man cross-dressing. And like, I feel like so uncomfortable already.
In a dress.
I hate it. And so Mark goes, what are you going to wear, Cortez? And I was like, maybe Jordan 11s, Space Jams, maybe. He's dying laughing. I'm talking to P's dad yesterday or the day before. And I'm like, oh, by the way, and I invite him hella last minute. He already has plans, so I don't think he's coming. But he's going to try. It's like his best friend's birthday or something, though. But he starts laughing and he's like, do you even own a dress? And I was like, I do own a fucking dress. And he's like, can you walk in heels? Do you know? And I'm like, fuck you. Now you sound like Mark. Mark asked me, am I wearing Cortez? I said, maybe 11s. And he's crying, laughing on the phone. And he's like, so you have to go out and buy heels? And I'm like, I own like a couple pairs of heels. Right. It's not my thing. And he's like dying, laughing on the FaceTime, asking me, do I know how to walk,
because everyone's trying to picture you dressed up like
a fucking man in fucking, yeah,
because it's been so many years.
It's just not my thing.
When we were younger, we always had on heels, platforms, whole heels, whole
fucking little do y'all know, right?
Platforms.
Them days been past. I'm past that stage in my life.
Comfort over everything.
I don't like to talk about that anymore. No, like, stop bringing up old shit. I don't want to live that life.
I don't want to be a lady.
No, but I have those fucking Prada kitten heels, and I did order some other heels for an alternative, maybe. But you know me, I'm like, I'll put on them Prada sneakers. I'll put on fucking,
you know,
like,
me, I'll be barefoot halfway through the fucking place and won't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'll bring some slippers or something. Like, I don't know. I don't want to wear fucking heels.
I hate it. I'm only wearing it for photos and for like the first 2 hours. Then they're out of here.
All right, so you don't want to let her wear her Skechers?
No. So I'm like, we got to find shoes.
A nice, sensible shoe. Sandal. Yep. What did you get?
Carolyn's gotten excited with her food stamps and has been eating a lot of bad stuff. So she's put on some weight. So her legs are swollen right now. And I mean, like, swollen. So I'm having to help her get the shoes on. So I'm bent down. My head is close to her lower body area. And we're trying on sandals, and I'm making her get up and walk in each pair of sandals.
Like a little kid.
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, you can't wear sandals.
You're pushing on her big toe and shit to see if shoes fit.
I'm fucking holding them, and I'm like, push your foot. Mm-hmm. I'm watching her walk. She can't walk safely in sandals. So I'm like, fuck, what's an alternative? I look, and there's these really cute. They're almost like that.
What about like Toms or something?
So she can't have nothing slip on. It has to unlace.
Okay.
But we found her some really cute, like,
Alexander McQueen sneakers.
Thicker kid looking. They're kind of like this, but they're all white. Really cute.
Those are McQueen's that she's talking about. You know, the sneaker that has the laces, the standard kind of that everybody, they're popular.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, they're kind of like that. They'll look cute with their outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm lacing them up. She bends forward. And I don't know what happens at a certain age. I don't know if you can't control your butthole no more. My grandma used to walk down the hall ripping them out of nowhere with each step and would be
but
like.
But we don't know if it was intentional or an accident.
And she'd be like, there's that damn frog again. Real fucking ladylike shit.
Real funny, that's what I come from.
Real funny. Fucking funny, bitch.
That's your pedigree.
That's.
Whereas my grandma would have laid down and died before she fucking did anything, even on accident.
I can't even picture your grandmother doing that.
Could you imagine? She would rather end her life than fart in front of somebody. That's why I'm the way I am. Like, there's no chance. No, we're not playing them games. If I did it in my sleep, you're lying. You're a filthy liar.
Get out of my house.
Yes. Don't ever speak to me or my son again.
Ever.
Yes, do not. Okay, so.
She goes to bend over and adjust the tongue, and it go. And mind you, I'm squatted down there, and it's like, it's one of those with like bubbles and wet, and it goes for like 5 seconds, and then it stops, and then she's like, "Oh God, I'm sorry, excuse me, I'm sorry," and I'm all, "Are you fucking kidding?" And it starts going again. I've never jumped up so fast in my life and wanted to literally make somebody bleed.
I'm surprised. My instinct would have been to just push as hard as I can, knock her down.
I wanted to fucking fist hit her in the head. So I'm like, punch. Punch is what that would be. Fist hit. So I fucking jump up hella quick. I look over. There's like four very ladylike Indian women standing like 5 feet from us.
Proper.
Looking over. Boy, I jumped up so quick and I said, that was not me. And I left. I said, I'll meet you up front.
Under the bus.
Bitch, immediately. That lady. I said, I'll meet you at the front. Meet me at the front.
Oh my God. Okay, what did we decide on a shoe or you just quit at that point?
Well, the shoes worked.
Okay. All right. At least that was established first.
Bitch. When I say the longest, loudest farts, we were in the Target shoe section and they probably heard her in the fucking baby clothes, bro. It was so loud.
Stop.
So fucking loud. I wanted to kill her.
At eye level with you. That's no. Nope.
Biological warfare.
Yes. That's a weapon.
I want to kill her. And she's laughing.
Don't ever find humor in that. And it was that close to my mouth.
She's like, I can't help it. Help it. Figure it out.
Mm-mm.
Tape.
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Speaking of tape and buttholes, I saw a reel. And the girl was like, was talking about how when she was in med school and shit, they learned that fucking, if your butthole's really itchy, you could have pinworms.
Mm-hmm.
And a way to find out is to put tape over your butthole at night. Like, tape it really good with scotch tape. And in the morning, there'll be fucking eggs on the tape if you have pinworms. Don't let me hear about you biohacking that.
I'm like, that would be really interesting. I don't want them, but that would be really fascinating.
She was talking about how it was her and she had two roommates, and her and the other roommate would help tape the friend's butthole.
I still want to get the Paragard or the Paracleanse or whatever so you can get the parasites out and you can pass them and get them out. But my thing is, if I get that, I want to see some. I don't want to waste my money and my time. Ew. And not have any worms come out.
You're hoping you have worms.
Like, I better if I'm going to fucking go through the detox. I don't know. But,
well, apparently you could tape your butthole.
We talked before about a flashlight in a butthole. Who was that?
One of my friends when her mom, when she was younger, she was little, and her mom was on one, would wait till night and then get a flashlight and check their butt.
Open your fucking butthole for, now. I got to see.
For butt worms. Because she said they was eating fruit off the tree and she was scared they had butt worms.
And they come out at night.
And my poor friend, she's like,
that's child abuse.
She's like, it's so traumatic. And I make fun of it all the time. You know, I think laughing. It's the funniest mm-hmm. thing ever.
Remember when you told me your mom was inspecting your butthole with a flashlight? You laugh and you bring it up.
She's like, what's fucking wrong with you? Shut up, Crystal.
God.
I think it's so funny.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine?
Wait, how did we get here? So you want to tape Carolyn's butthole?
No, or... I don't. At all. Here? Ever. She'll live with worms, bitch.
They'll just consume her.
Yeah. She's so on her own.
There's nothing left.
I draw the line at family buttholes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Talking about fucking...
farts and then that.
Yeah, no. But it was an adventure, to say the least, taking her. But I'm happy to report she has a nice dress to wear, new shoes, new bra.
Nice.
And she better not have a matted...
She won't.
Fucking...
The last two
you
holidays...
You sound real sure. I
because
don't.
Because she ain't never showed up. Come on.
I don't...
A holiday? She ain't never showed up to no holiday like that. The last two hot birthdays we've had, she's been a fresh press. It looks nice.
I don't have any hope left in me.
I do. I think she'll be presentable.
There's
maybe
no
even
optimism.
A little, tell her throw on a little makeup or something. Sometimes she gets cute.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
We'll see what happens with her. So,
okay, real quick, happy birthday to Miss Melly.
Oh,
long time, forever listener.
Happy birthday.
Apparently, we have a write in for this, and I could not find it. It was in our DM somewhere, could not find it.
I haven't came across one.
Please resend it to the email, whoever may have sent one. I'm not going to say any names because I want to get to it. But I couldn't find it.
I haven't came across one.
But anyway, we need to wish her happy birthday because she's great. And she's been with us forever.
Forever.
What were you about to say? So,
I don't
like
know.
You were going to confront me. It sounded very confrontational.
No, I'm just fucking shut up. I was just going to say the new Democratic fucking presidential nominee. That's what
is
I was going
to
say.
Kamala?
It's going to be Kamala.
So there's no others?
It's going to be Kamala.
So Jill Stein is not an option anymore?
No, she's third party.
Oh, okay. But nobody's really going to fuck with that, huh?
I don't. Everyone says third party doesn't have a chance of winning. Yeah. I know a lot of people voting third party this year. A lot.
I don't know how I feel right now, because part of me is like, do I want her to win? Like, I hate her. She's not a good person. She was putting people in jail for truancy, for kids fucking missing too much school, kids that had medical conditions missing school. She was putting their parents in jail. She was keeping people. She's for private prisons. She's for slave labor. That's what she comes from. Cop Mala. She's a fucking cop, super cop. The Bay Area has a very different image of her than other people do, because when she was district attorney, like, she was keeping people in jail for marijuana and like just
going on talk shows and laughing about smoking weed and listening to rap music
and lying
in college
and lying so that she could sound relatable and acting like she was listening to fucking Tupac and shit in college or whatever when that wasn't even out then. Yeah. Like, she was getting caught in lies. She plays games and it's fake. And it's like, I don't respect her. She made it so hard for sex workers when herself was a sex worker. Like, she was fucking Willie Brown, and that's how she got into her job.
Yeah.
When he was married, but is so against sex work and fucking made our lives harder and made sure that Backpage was like done with, like sued multiple times. She did to get Backpage, even though we were urging her and telling her it made our lives safer. She still went out of her way. She's a cop. She's a fucking cop. She's a narc. She's like the worst kind of cop.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of her.
She's for prison for profit. She's for, you know, but the alternative is even worse. And like, and him getting his people in the Supreme Court and all that, it's
terrifying.
Just, yeah, that is even worse, I think, than dealing with her.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't.
And somebody had said something and it made a lot of sense. They were like, think about the presidential position. It literally is the super cop of the world. Basically, they are commander in chief of the strongest fucking military. So, I mean, perfect position for a cop. But again, like you said, the alternative is fucking
so much worse. It's attacks on women's bodies. It's attacks on fucking, like, once you set up all your people in the Supreme Court and shit, like, we're super fucked. So super. Like, if we give him that and he's a sex offender and he's a fucking criminal, like,
that's what really makes me not want Donald Trump to win is the Supreme Court seats. There's like, I believe there's two that might be coming up during
like
the
I'll
next
be
4 years.
So angry and resentful if I have to vote for her, you know, but it's looking that way.
Yeah. I just,
what happened to like the people voting and nominating people to run? You know what I'm saying? What happened to that? Like, why are we not doing that?
I don't know. I don't know if we have enough time. I don't know.
It just feels, it's not a democracy.
No, we're not.
It's not. We're not a democracy. It's an illusion.
There's a name for it, and I am fucking losing it. We are not a democracy. I want to say something republic. I can't remember, but there's a name for what we are. We say we're a democracy, but
it's a lie.
We're not.
I hate it. So I don't know.
We haven't mentioned Sonia Massie yet.
I wasn't really ready to dive into that yet, but
we don't have to dive into it. I just want to say the cop is being charged with murder.
Thank God.
Which is fucking a first, like, to immediately be charged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful for that.
Thank God.
That's a horrific
situation. He is scum. He's been scum. I don't know if it's that he worked for four different departments in 6 years or six different departments in 4 years.
He worked for six different departments
in 4. But either one is like, that should not be possible. That should not be allowed. That should not be a thing. Bad cops, that's what they do. They just switch departments. And he has two DUIs. And he has tattoos that they are focusing on that may be signs of racist fucking whatever, allegiance.
I'm not shocked because his attitude toward her the whole time was horrible.
So I haven't watched the video of her being shot. I have seen the before it happened, but and I watched a little bit of that dialogue before I switched out. And then I watched a little bit of the after. So I just heard what he was saying about her being a waste of medical equipment.
Yep.
It's a headshot.
Yep.
Don't waste your time, basically. And talking about her like she was so expendable and not even a fucking person.
So I also read that the police chief, the police chief warned the department, be prepared for protesting, rioting, because we're going to release the body cam footage and it's bad. And for the police chief to fucking say that.
It's so bad.
But I think one of the reasons there wasn't mass outrage.
They're handling it.
Because he's being charged with murder, as he should be.
And he should not be allowed any type of protective custody. Him be dealt with the way anybody else would be dealt with for being a murderer. Like, do not protect him. It's so hard. I refuse to watch it. I refuse to watch the actual shooting of her. I'm just so exhausted, as I'm sure everyone else is. And it's just, I can't, I don't have it in me. And I like gore and I like fucking, I'm very interested in, I don't know, murder and stuff interests me, but this is like, it's so traumatic.
It's
like,
hella traumatic.
I cannot watch that kind of trauma anymore.
Unfortunately, I was scrolling and it was just playing.
Yeah. Once I saw her get by the stove and shit, I was just like, I'm turning it off.
I didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm. At first.
I had no idea. So I'm watching it.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Something I saw that grossed me out bad. There was a influencer. I think she's like big on TikTok or something. Content creator. She was talking about it. She's a young black woman. I don't know her name, but she was talking about it and she's gone viral because she's like refusing to apologize. But she basically was like, if you throw boiling water on a cop, like you get what you deserve type shit.
She wasn't. I watched the whole video. She
and
wasn't.
She's saying, well, if I did happen to watch the wrong video, if it was not real, the one that I saw with my eyes, because she was trying to convince everyone, I saw this video with my own eyes. So then when it came out that she was wrong, I saw her now saying, well, if someone credible tells me I was wrong, then of course I'll apologize. Are you insane? Like, what are you doing? Don't use your platform for bad. Do not do that. Do not fucking. And it's just a flat out lie.
She never once threw the fucking water.
No, fuck no. So I just, that was super angering because I'm like, come on, dude.
And let's just for shits and giggles say that she was going to throw the water. There was a big counter.
The amount of distance.
And there's so much space they could have moved to.
Exactly. That was not.
He was never in danger.
To use deadly force? No. Fuck no.
Fuck no.
I don't care if she did throw the water. That's not an excuse.
There was no
deadly force.
He wouldn't have even been hit with it. No. He could have moved.
When that first happened, I was like, this is why I want to move to like maybe France. Somewhere where the cops don't have guns and people don't have guns. It's like hella stabbings and shit because people just don't have guns. This is where like it's really too much. It's too fucking much. And nothing happens. And I mean, thank God he's being charged, but.
Oh, there's no way he couldn't have been. There's no fucking way. And for the shit that he said afterward, like.
Disgusting.
The stuff that he said to her before she even lifted up the pot of water to dump it in the sink. Him saying, don't you even think about it. I'll shoot you in your fucking face. Why are you so aggressive?
Why are you talking to a woman like that? Why are a human? Why are you talking to a person like that?
Who called y'all for help?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Mm. I feel like at that point, he already had his mind made up.
100%. 100%. 100%. He was very aggressive. Like, you could just...
God, I can't imagine.
I hope he fucking gets terrorized in there.
As he should.
Because he's a fucking monster. A piece of shit.
Last night, I went... Not dumpster diving, because it wasn't in the dumpster. So my neighbors are great. Like, they get rid of great stuff all the time. Like, expensive, nice things all the time. And we have, like, a little platform outside of our dumpsters. So, like, they can set it
They're out. Display shelves.
They put them merchandising. They put for them sure. on display for residents to know, you know, this is good. You can have it. Last night, we came back from picking up our food, and I was like, what is that? And I went over, and, like, Bunny was already walking off. And I said, wait.
She's sick of you.
I said, wait. And I grabbed them, and I was like, look how cool these are. These are all primed and ready to be painted. It's, like, wood. It's, like, four-tier display, jewelry display racks, I guess.
Are they round? They looked round.
Yeah. They're wooden. There's two of them. They're matching.
They're big.
And I'm like, these could be like a set. I could use these, repurpose them into something cool. I follow a lot of pages that repurpose shit. So I'm going to look online. But Bunny immediately was like, you're a fucking hoarder.
Because she's all irritated. Getting rid of shit and bringing more in.
I was like, wait, just wait. And she was like, uh-uh. And she kept walking. And then I showed you and you were like, you need hospitalized.
I was like, we need hospitalized.
And so I Googled and I found where they came from. And they are what I thought. They're jewelry racks or whatever. But I was like, something cool could be made of these if they're painted or something. I'm
like, yeah, that would be cool to paint them. But what are you going to use them
yeah.
for?
Yeah. And so my response was, if I don't, I'll just sell them at the garage sale. And then I thought about how I sounded saying that. And I was like, every hoarder's last word.
For sure. Like,
I'll put them back outside if I can't find
somebody
anything.
Will want them.
But they're in great shape. They're like new and they're really cool.
Look really cool.
I'm just not a jewelry person. So like, I don't have jewelry for
me either.
But I'm thinking I could paint them into something funky and like cool and use it for something else. But if I can't, maybe upside down and drape plants in them or something.
Okay, that would be cool.
Something like that.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, like I have ideas. Or have them sticking out of the wall and then like you can dangle, not beads, but like something cool from them if they're coming out of the wall. I'll show you guys. There's potential there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, but I just think it's so funny. You were just cleaning out shit and then you're bringing more shit in from the dumpster. And I was like,
because the amount of shit I already have ready to go of garage sale shit, like I don't need to add to it.
I was like, but, we need to go be hospitalized. Before we started recording, I was telling her, she was showing me a tattoo of a bread clip and it's really cute. And the plastic tabs that's on bread.
Yeah.
And I was telling her I had a pair of flip flops.
She goes, did you know?
If you're this part, the bottom of your flip flop, if it pulls through, because sometimes that'll happen after
when I've never wore a pair down to fucking the concrete.
Nothing, me.
I've never done that.
So I had a pair where the thing slipped through, and if you stick a bread clip on the bottom around it, it'll prevents
secure
it from happening.
It to keep wearing it further into the ground.
And I told her at one point I had like 6 bread clips all wrapped around it because the hole had gotten so big from it keeps going through. Because
you can't let it go.
Exactly. I needed to keep those.
So, yeah,
those
guys.
Those fucking $7 flip
flops. Just like those you have on now. Like, these could probably go.
Mind your business. I just broke these in. They're just now comfy.
Oh my God.
It's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking.
We all have our shit.
Man, baggage galore, dude. We've been finding hella spiders.
Yeah.
I was talking about on Patreon all the fucking spider stories.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that night, we go in the kitchen. Stevia just got home from camping. We go to the stove and she goes, oh, this one's bold. And we look and a spider had built him a web home, you know, the microwave's above the stove. So it starts at the stove
and goes
to the microwave, a whole ass web, and there's a spider living in the middle of it.
They're like, this is cozy. I'm going to just build right here.
They're like, they don't hurt us here. And I'm like, oh, no.
You got them cocky. That's why.
I'm like, he's got to be moved, Naya. Naya, come get him. Move him to the garage. And as Naya's getting ready to move him, a fly flies by. Stevie screams,
this is why you don't
have kids. Stevie screams, pushes me toward the spider and takes off because she thought the spider was flying. Bitch. Everyone in this house is mentally ill and fucked up. Because how dare you? You have no loyalty. She pushed me, screamed.
The fact that was her instinct is hella funny.
You bitch.
I'm pushing you to the danger as I take off running. That's and my first
screamed
instinct.
As she did it.
Yes. Oh my God.
So well, the spider you got the moved.
Spiders in here cocky.
I know.
Building property and shit wherever they feel. So
yeah, on the blame stove yourself. Like that.
Blame yourself.
Ballsy.
The mosquitoes. I killed one last night. Bunny killed two, and she still got bit on her damn. Fucking eyebrow. And I was thinking, fuck, the day before the party, like, but you know, she'll cover it or it'll be gone hopefully by then. But yeah, they're still at it. Been trying everything. They're still at it. I'm gonna have to put poison at every entry point or something because it has. They have to go away.
There's a lot of vegetation around your apartment. Do they keep it wet?
Yeah, there's sprinklers outside. And that come on every night. Mm-hmm.
At night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
Every night they come
it's
on.
It's perfect mosquito haven.
It's tell a resort.
The fucking office.
It's a resort it for is. Fucking mosquitoes. Yeah.
Tell them you bitches are breeding fucking
yeah.
West
generations
Nile. Fuck.
Of fucking mosquitoes. Yeah. God. Making their habitat all lush.
No, for real. That's violence. Know. That's fucking violence.
Let's read some write-ins. You want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go or you want me to go?
I'm just going to pull some up. You can start.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we know the person that wrote this one. Good morning. I was listening to the podcast and enjoying the feedback and perspective you ladies provide. So I thought I have a question for you both. As you know, my daughter is pregnant. She is having a baby shower soon and has asked me to come out and spend time with her for a few pre-baby events, i.e. gender reveal, baby shower, and be there when the baby is born. Here is my concern. So let me just add this backstory so everyone can understand. The person writing in.
Are they in another state?
Yes.
Than the daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
So the daughter lives in another state with the person writing in's ex-husband. So the daughter's dad. The daughter lives with her dad in another state. The person writing in is a lesbian. She is married. Okay. Here is my concern. She has invited both me and my wife to the baby shower. And honestly, I don't want my wife to come. But here is why. This event will, of course, include my daughter's father and his family. I don't want my daughter's baby shower to be the hard launch of my wife. So no one's ever met the wife yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do I want to spend the day navigating my wife's feelings and natural discomfort and insecurity that she will inevitably feel when we enter the lion's den. I love my wife very much. Sometimes her emotions can be a bit heavy, even when she puts tremendous effort into controlling them. I know that if my wife comes, she and I will be fresh fodder for the gossip mill, and I don't want my attempts to navigate that to overshadow the entire point of the event, celebrating my child and her pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a bitch for even having these thoughts, but honestly, I feel that this will inevitably happen if she comes. I realize this dynamic will not magically change, and my wife's feelings around me being there without her will mount to insecurity, especially when I spend a week or more at a stretch with my daughter around the baby's due date. Perhaps I'm selfish, but honestly, I have never done anything to make my wife feel insecure, especially when it comes to my ex, and I have historically humored those insecurities by avoiding gatherings, including funerals, phone calls, etc., to be considerate of her feelings. Don't get me wrong. She is not and has never been a jealous psycho, but she can get very emotional and selfishy, and I just don't have room for that right now. I want to spend the time and emotional energy loving and supporting my child through this wonderful and scary adventure. Am I being a complete bitch?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Not at all. So here's
the
thing.
And I'm not just saying that because of who we are in your life.
Yeah, yeah. So because of the history with the ex and their family and all that anyway, this would be a horrible
time.
Yeah,
they're not the greatest.
No, and it's going to be weird anyway. So it's like, this would be a horrible time to now introduce your new spouse and fucking, because it's going to be, like you said, that's going to, what it's going to turn into is and anxiety and issues around that.
And it's 100% because I know some of the family they're speaking of, it's 100% going to take the shine off of
the whole point.
Daughter having the baby,
which is going to supposed to be the focus,
and it's going to turn
it's
into
it's not the time for that.
Look at so and so and their wife.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're being a bitch.
No, just communicate it.
And I love your wife. I think she's wonderful, but
just explain it. Like, look, this is inevitable. This is what will happen.
And it's not you, it's them.
Yes. And I can't have that be, you know, otherwise it defeats the whole purpose of going, to make it a stressful thing that's not about the baby and her anymore.
Yes. Yeah. It's going to add more stress.
Right. Just communicate that so that she knows. And then,
agreed.
And then at a later date, the baby's birthday or whatever, then you can include her and make it, you know.
Even if you weren't married to a woman and it was a man, I would feel the same exact way.
It still would be not the time for that introduction.
No, because it's going to be all about the new relationship, period, no matter who you're married to with them.
So just not right now when you've been asked to come because you're needed, like put it off until later when it'll be less focus on your support. Because that's what you're asking to come for now is for support.
Yeah.
So like I mentioned, a birthday party or, you know, another time will you
Christmas,
when you guys, yeah,
like
when you guys
like
will
that.
Be around each other and it's less, the support is less needed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. You have to tell us what happens.
Yeah.
So
I hope it works out. And yeah, I agree.
And I
love that's not you.
You
being a bitch. That's just what will happen. And you, you know, rightfully so, wanting to prevent that.
Yeah, I love that you have the foresight.
Yeah. Okay, I have one.
Okay.
This might be a long one, but I want to give my bestie Ari an HD shout out for her birthday on August 5th.
A Leo.
We're a little early.
Shocking.
Happy 31st birthday, sweet angel. I learned at a young age that chosen family is just as good as blood, and I know I say it often, but I am so grateful to have you in my life. I love that you found an equally amazing human to be my brother-in-law, and that I get to have your two kitty boys as my nephews.
Oh, cute.
You brought Crystal into my dad and I's life when he needed help, which was one of the biggest blessings I could have asked for. And you both helped me navigate the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with when he passed. You dropped everything to drive two states away to be with me that first week and have been my rock this year when I'm going through it and need to talk. I'm so happy you complimented my socks in seventh grade PE class.
That's really cute.
And that was our catalyst for a 2-decades-long friendship. We've grown up together, experienced the good and bad together, and you're always the first person I want to go to when I have news, cat photos, or just hot goss to share. I want you to know how much you're loved and how much light you bring into the lives of others. I'm so incredibly proud of you and wouldn't want anyone else's initials tattooed on me.
Aww.
You deserve the world, and I love you so many.
That's so sweet.
What was the name? Ari. So this is for Ari. Happy birthday, Ari. I love that so much. That's so sweet.
It's hella sweet.
Happy birthday.
It's from Sedona.
Yes. And it makes me think, I saw a post the other day from some page I follow, and it was talking about how, like, if you feel anxious around a person or you dread like an upcoming visit with them or whatever, like it's okay to separate yourself and like those are not your people. But when you think of people in your life, family or whatever, otherwise, that make you feel like relief or like you look forward to it or you know that it'll be a positive outcome or like when you're, you know, you're happy about seeing them, that's like your people. And
for
like
sure.
To grab towards them more and lean into that. And I was thinking, like, I feel that with you and Mark and stuff. I never dread being around you guys. I'm always like happy about it.
Same.
Because I know it's going to be jovial and fun and like a relief kind of,
and
no matter what's going on.
Yep. And the fact that I think another My brain just stops working sometimes. But I think another green flag with people is when you can just sit in silence.
Yes. And there's no pressure. And like, you don't feel like you have to host or entertain or like it's work or anything. I have some people that feel like that. Like I have to put on for them, or I have to like, you know, like, I don't know, be more presentable. Or
I leave
person.
You in the house, bitch, and go sit outside.
Or leave or get in your car and drive away.
I'll be like, I'll be back.
There's been many times that you do that and I'm like, whatever. I so don't care. But like, that's how you know there's real comfort in somebody.
For sure.
I feel like, because there are some friends I have that I kind of dread. I'm like, I don't know how it's going to go with them. I don't have the energy for this, if it goes this way or if it goes that way, you know? And I don't feel that with you guys. It's always like pleasant, even if you're in the next room and I don't even fucking look at you.
Yeah.
Like it's comfortable.
So, I agree.
Yeah, that's good.
100%.
Yeah. And it sounds like they have that with each other.
So oh, for sure.
That made me think of that.
Definitely. Definitely do. They're both really good people. Really good people.
Do you have
let me check. I have some new patrons.
Oh yeah, we got to read those and acknowledge them because we love you so much.
Hold on. Oh, you know what? We have one more.
Okay. Wait, this isn't.
What'd you do?
This isn't the beginning of it. Oh, okay, kind of is. Okay. It's like mid-paragraph. That's why I'm like, is this the first?
Yeah, it just says leave me anonymous.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to write in and tell you about the moment I had earlier. Today, I saw my first trick. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He handed me the money first thing. Then we sat and talked for a while before anything happened. Good. Good girl. That's how it goes. After he handed me that money, I felt exactly what Pat described after her first time, an overwhelming sense of freedom and empowerment that I don't really have to struggle anymore to try and figure things out or answer to anyone ever again. I'm going to use this for my speech for Naya tomorrow.
I knew you were going to say that.
Thank you for this write-in. This is my cotillion speech. wait, where was I? If I don't want to. Thank you for normalizing sex work and making me feel like I'm not a terrible person for taking charge of my own body and profiting off it if I want to.
Yes.
Pause. No one frowns upon military people using their body for fucking.
Football players.
Carpenters, fucking. All these people, but you know, in labor, using your physical body for labor, for profit, like is never frowned upon if you're under the control of someone else.
Unless you have a pussy.
Yes. It's only if you're a woman. It's only if you're doing it for yourself, like that it's fucking, I hate that stigma.
Isn't it crazy?
I hate it. I hate it so much.
You can go play football, ruin your fucking brain.
Ruin your entire brain. Yes.
For millions. But that's fine.
That's fine. God forbid.
Don't you show your pussy for fucking $200.
And keep it all and don't pay taxes and go home happy and with your purse full. Like, don't you dare. How dare you even consider that? That's filth.
Crazy.
That's filth. No. I love that. Okay. Anyway, I love you both so much and the community you've created for all of us. I literally wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you both. You've helped me through some of my lowest and darkest times with your belly busting laughter and words of encouragement. I will forever be grateful for you both for that. As always, free Palestine and all the love, positive vibes, anonymous. This made me so happy.
Yeah, good for you.
Send that to me so that I could fucking read that tomorrow.
Bitch.
On the microphone. Can I have everyone's attention, please? I have
something
I'd like to say to Naya.
Naya, let this serve as an example.
You can come to me anytime.
Are you oh my God. Okay.
I can't lie and say that as they get older, I don't think about it because I'm always like, what the fuck are they going to do? Bunny included. And I'm just like, do I need to set them straight and give them that good ism, that good guidance that they might need one day? It's just, I have it available if you need it. That's it.
Mark loves us. I hope you know. he fucking hates it when we fucking talk and make jokes like this. I like to think that
I'm a shining example, though. Like, you know, there's not many, but we do exist.
Yeah, for sure.
People do exist that thrive and do well and, you know, don't become fucking drug addicts or someone's victim, you know? Like, we do exist.
100%.
I think that we need to be acknowledged more.
I agree. You're absolutely a good example. That stigma
would evaporate a little bit.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, so I'm going to read the new patrons.
Okay.
As you guys know, you guys keep this show going.
No, you do, for real.
You have no idea.
We appreciate that so much. And we hope you enjoy the gossip over there and the a little more personal things that we share.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Laisha or Latia Franklin. I'm sorry. Charlotte Mall. Jasmine Smith, Jackie Browse. I think Jackie might be in the Arizona area. Correct me if I'm wrong, but she does amazing fucking eyebrows. Like, holy shit, amazing eyebrows.
Tattoo?
Yes. Oh. And microblading and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I see her work. It's fucking, it's like perfect.
I love that.
Yovana, Solizano, Heather, Honesty, Jacqueline, Justine Cooper, and Lucia Perez Tamale, Lucia. Don't have me read these names again.
It's
You're
fine.
Doing it next week. Fuck you.
You're
I'm
doing
so
good.
Sorry if I butchered anybody's
You're doing
name.
Good.
Like a dumb honk.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Please continue.
Yeah. And I think what we're going
to
start doing again is raffling off some things to Patreon to patrons on Patreon. We used to do that before with merch, and we do have some existing merch
we
can start doing that again with. And we also have a surprise coming up that we will share with you maybe next episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, good things coming. So if you are a patron, what we used to do is when you sign up, we would request your address, your t-shirt size, shit like that, in case you won a raffle in the future. But our record keeping has kind of not been on point, and I stopped doing that a long time ago. Now what we'll do is, if you win, of course, I will request your t-shirt size and your address and shit then.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll start it back up moving forward. You just automatically send it. I think we could do like an auto message that goes to new subscribers requesting it. Because if I go one by one, you know, I'll miss out. But
yeah.
Yeah. So we'll start doing that again.
For sure.
Do some more giveaways. I used to love doing that.
Yeah. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Bring a little joy.
Yeah.
And it feels good to win something.
And
I feel
to give
like I never
stuff.
Win.
I'm such a gift giver. Like, I just love the whole process.
You guys are going to think you're getting a coffee cup in the mail, and it's going to be fucking big wooden jewelry hangers from the dumpster. That's how she's going to fucking repurpose them.
I'm like, these are great. Do you wear jewelry? Do you wear these?
These 4-foot fucking things
mount them to your fucking wall.
Jesus
hang
Christ.
Whatever from the beads. Hang beads from
hang
them.
Beads.
Yes.
Please rate, review, subscribe.
Yes.
All the good stuff.
Comment. We're on YouTube. Please comment on our posts. Patreon. We like to get conversations going in the comments. That's always good. And
it's
I always get
fun.
Good suggestions and stuff. Lots of mosquito remedy suggestions.
There was hell of them.
Yeah. Thank God I've been trying them all.
Good. Hopefully one fucking works.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Wish us luck tomorrow for the fucking party.
Oh, we'll be fucking recording and putting it on Patreon
for sure. Good.
So this will be fun.
And you'll see me in the fucking dress looking like a cross-dresser. Trying to maneuver.
She looks so good in it. She's so stupid. It looks hella good on her.
I'll have on dunks.
She walked out real quick before we end this. She walked out the dressing room and the dress and piece goes, Mama, you look so beautiful. And then when she comes back out in her sweats, Peace goes, you don't look beautiful no more.
I was like, oh, thanks.
She fucking was like.
She goes, you don't look amazing.
No.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Peace.
She was really great.
But she's a big fan of dresses. So,
yes.
Yeah.
She's excited to wear her dress.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
We Suck love it you. Easy. Go to bed. Oh,